I also didn't remember to record the beginning of this exercise, so I'll talk through the rules at the end of it, folks, so that you know what it is we're doing. Just a quick catch up. Well, first of all, can you hear me when I mute everybody? Oh, I'll unmute you now and ask you that. Could you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, lovely. Good to know. So, folks, what we're doing is I gave everybody 3 minutes to write down everything they're putting up with in their life, which are called tolerations in the coaching business. So 3 minutes just to free associate, write all those down. Then 1 minute to pick two of those things to commit to getting rid of in a week. And the next stage of the exercise was picking two more things to get rid of within 2 weeks, which is where we're at now. And I'm just curious how that was for folks.
Excellent.
I love it. Excellent. Wow.
Excellent. Nice response.
I know, right?
Yay.
So, yes. We're going to go for one more.
I feel like it'll take longer than 2 weeks, but.
All right. Well, the worst that happens is that you have to push it up. That's the worst that can happen. This is not life-threatening, you know.
Yeah.
But the point of it is to start getting these things on the calendar and starting to actually take action on getting rid of them and handling them. So the last one is pick two things you're committed to getting rid of in the next 3 weeks to a month. Three things you're committed to getting rid of. I'm sorry. Two things you're committed to getting rid of within the next 3 weeks to a month. Okay? Starting now. About 15 more seconds. All righty then. So you can stop. I'll unmute everybody. How was that?
Good.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I think it's helpful to have a long list of distractions. I really only had about five. So,
you're in good shape.
I had four. So.
But you know what? You've come up with more, I think. Once this, you're aware of concept of this, the concept of tolerations, as you come up with them, you can start to do this kind of a thing and give yourself deadlines around it. And that's exactly what we're going to do next. So you only had four things, Kim?
No, I had five.
Okay. Is there any reason? Okay, so you have five. So what I'm going to ask you all to do is take a few minutes now to, does everybody have access to their calendar? Whether it's a Google calendar or a hard calendar. Yeah. Everybody have access to their calendar?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I'm going to give you about 3 to 4 minutes to put each of these things in their respective weeks as a deadline, something to be done by a specific date. Okay?
Something funny?
What?
I was doing that while you told us to open up our calendar.
Well, how efficient of you. Very good. So, everybody, go ahead and do like Caddy, starting now. And if everybody would just text me when they're done, that would be great, because this may go faster than I think it needs to go. Okay? Again, just text me when you're finished putting the things in the calendar. You can text me through the freeconferencecall.com if you're at a computer. Okay, 30 more seconds. Alrighty then. Anybody care to share? And at this juncture, I would say, share what this was like for you, whether you think it was constructive or not, and anything else you might want to.
I'll go, Rati.
Okay, Kim.
The two things that I would like to tolerations I would like to solve in 1 week are, I've decided to launch a number of playback classes.
Mm-hmm.
So these will be storytelling, improv, theater classes.
Yeah.
And the toleration that's involved with that is the assumption that people who want to take this kind of class don't have any money, and so I shouldn't really charge what I want to charge.
Mm-hmm.
So that assumption is something that I and a lot of company members tolerate. I trotted out like $30 a class, and there were people in the company who just went, whoa, you know.
So how would you challenge that toleration?
Well, I think what I'm going to do is, in these sorts of choices, if you rather than cut pricing, I would rather add value. So instead of a 2-hour session, I might expand it to a 3-hour session. So rather than, you know, try to make it work with other people's budgets, which is really just an assumption.
Right.
I would rather expand it and add value. And I think I can structure the class in such a way. I mean, some of it is that I'm part of a team teaching this.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever I make, I have to split with my fellow team teacher.
Well, I absolutely, and I think also, if you add more value or more time, I would imagine that bolsters the confidence in the price point. But I'm also wondering how much research you've done into this particular kind of offering, and whether it's market competitive, the pricing that you have. Somebody's typing. I don't know if that's Caddy.
It's me.
Okay, I'm just going to mute you, Caddy, for a minute. Okay, so
it's
I
know that there are a number of other theater classes offered.
Yeah.
And it is higher than that.
Okay.
Higher than those prices. And I've gotten pushback from a company in Boston who we sort of collaborate with. Who also suggested a sliding scale.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm just not going to do it.
Right. I absolutely respect your position. And, I think if you add that hour and you feel you're giving lots of value and you also make sure that it looks like a real premium offering.
Right.
In the marketing of it.
That's right. That's right. Exactly.
Right.
So to be very clear about what people get out of it.
Yes.
The advantages, we are looking for new company members, and so this is one of the reasons why the company as a whole is in support of this.
Yeah.
We can consider it basic training for playback. So.
And I like that. Yeah.
Good.
Well, yeah, just, rather than assume, I find constantly I get on the phone, I call people who I assume are not going to be interested in something, and then they proceed to blow my mind, and they're completely interested.
Right, exactly.
So assume nothing. I think it's great that you're going to, don't tolerate that assumption.
Yes.
So without further ado, I'm going to dive into the material. There are two things I'm going to cover today, and as always, I base my curriculum on what the feedback I get from people and the issues they're having. And one of the issues people who are entrepreneurs and going into business for themselves have is what are easy ways to invoice people? And, should I accept credit cards? And if so, what do I do? How does that work? So, and if you're just starting out, there are other options. So I'm just going to go through what some of those are and take some questions. And then we're going to go into one of the numbers we track each week that I talked about a couple weeks ago, tracking your numbers, you know, the number of sales conversations and the number of asks for essentially sales conversations. And I think it's important to go over all the different forms that an ask can take so that you know what it is that if you feel at a loss, you know what the different kind of things you can do to get money in your bank account are, and sales conversations are, of course, what lead to that. So let me go first. I'm going to share a different screen now. Stop screen sharing. I know what it is. I've been a couple weeks, folks. Okay. This is what I want to share, not that. I'm applying the changes. All right, so easy invoicing. Creative Entrepreneur Success Club's easy invoicing. All right. So number one, PayPal. Quick and dirty. If you want a professional-looking invoice, you don't feel ready to take credit cards, yes, they take a fee, but so do credit cards. This is a free way, essentially, to accept credit cards. If you're going to do it professionally by using their invoice template, I know this is really tiny and hard to see, and I'm not sure. I don't want to diddle around too much with, wrong thing. I don't want to putz around too much with trying to magnify it. Oh, I kind of did. Zoom in. Okay. Now, that's large, isn't it? I'm hoping everybody can see that. Let me scroll back up. But, you know, you can design your own invoice, right? And they will take, I think PayPal takes 2 to 3%, which isn't bad. Or if you're feeling you really don't want it to have any fees, this is a little less professional, but a lot of people do this. You know, I pay my shrink this way. You can go to send money and choose send money to friends and family. This is what you can instruct your clients to do. You can send them an email that says, this email is an invoice for these sessions. Just go to paypal.com, send money, select friends and family, and then nobody pays a fee, okay? So those are two things. And there's something kind of new, actually, now on the market. There's something missing here that I want you guys. Ah, there it is, because I see. There's something new called Venmo, which actually, if you're okay with things being a little casual, it's less invasive than PayPal because you don't have to specify whether you're paying for a service or you're paying a friend for something. And again, Venmo.com is receiving money is always free. Oh, sorry, I clicked away from that. And you can have a, form a way to invoice. The only way to do it is they mandate a note. You have to write a little note what the payment is for that you're sending, or if you're charging somebody, what you're charging them for. And you have to be aware of the settings. It's not too easy to see this right now, but let me see if I can get this even bigger. It's kind of like Facebook. That's the thing. You got to be aware. You want it to be private. You have to select that option, private setting. Otherwise, people are posting publicly what they're paying each other, which is, I don't even see why that should be an option, right? So you have to be careful. But it's a slick little easy-to-use app. And, you know, essentially it's as good as an invoice, in my opinion. If you've got that note and you say what it is you're charging for or paying for, if you're just starting out with stuff, right? So I would say a little more professional would be invoicing through PayPal. And when you get to a point where you're making a couple thousand dollars a month, and you want to be a little more, you want a little more control, it's time to start taking credit cards. And for that, you need a merchant account. I use something called e-processing, and I can refer you to my rep, who's a great guy. I think they're Square or SquareUp. These are things you'd have to Google. They allow you to accept credit cards, but you have to be. And what's good about that is, you know, you have not closed a sale until the money's in the bank. If you're in a service, I know, Kim, this is more along your lines. Actually, Caddy, too, if you're a service provider, get paid first. You've got, unless you're a psychotherapist, in which case there's a whole other bunch of ethical issues there, you must get paid first. And so the deal's not closed until the credit card is charged. And this adds accountability. This you know, you know that you have to continue selling the person if you tell them, oh, okay, can I get you enrolled and may I have your credit card number, and they start going hamina. You have to have more of a right. They're not ready. Because, I mean, when I was first starting out, too many times, oh, great, I got somebody, they booked me, I'd schedule them, and I'd sit there and the phone wouldn't ring. And they, you know, that's the commitment, right? So I think it's important to start accepting credit cards. And also, you know, for certain things, I schedule automated payments. I schedule recurring payments, for instance, for some of my programs.
Well, Rati, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. What do you pay for e-processing?
It's a little more expensive. E-processing, it's like, but compared to some other services, it's not bad. I think mine is a flat rate, $15 a month.
Okay.
There are, depending on the credit card being used, there are fees involved, different fees.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
So that's probably just for MasterCard and Visa?
Well, $15 a month no matter what, but the fees vary. I think they're lower for MasterCard and Visa and a little higher for Amex. But I take all cards because I think that's the cost of doing business, you know.
Is it higher for Discover as well?
Well, the fee, I don't know. I don't know. Okay. All I can tell you for sure is the flat rate without getting a statement out.
That's
you know.
Okay. That's
But what I suggest is if you're interested, I can post it in the Facebook group, the name of the
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, I will do that, Jerry Wistrom. I will post that for you. He's really good too, at whatever it is you currently have, and looking to see if you are spending money you don't have to be spending or being charged in ways that you shouldn't be. And it's not for him. It's really not about closing the sale. He comes from a very righteous place, I think, as a salesperson. So
now,
this service is like the
card slider you have on your phone? Is that
you? I think Square has that. Mine doesn't. E-processing is just an online terminal. And actually, PayPal, you can get a thing that slides on your phone. And you can investigate different options. I think you can see if your bank has a merchant account program that they offer. Right? Mm. These are just the things that I know about.
Okay.
The people really seem to like Square.
Ah.
So just, Google Square merchant, accounts and see what you find out. Okay. Any other questions about how to create easy invoices and what to use to do it? Anything else?
Did you use PayPal?
For years. Okay. I did. But
okay.
Then when I started getting to a place where I really wanted to be sure that I was booking clients, and getting commitments for a period of time, I decided I needed the control. I needed to take the credit card myself.
Right. Sorry about the barking dog.
Oh, please. No worries. Mine just happened to be exceptionally behaved today. I don't know why that is. So. All right. Well, if there aren't any more questions, I'm going to move on to the next bit of material and for something completely different. I'm going to shrink down so I get back to my. Okay, that's what I want to show you, folks. Close preview. Right. All righty. So here we go. As you can see, you've got your screenshots. Also, if you guys, has anyone else besides Katty have trouble downloading the handouts?
I haven't had trouble, but some of the formatting is a little bit of a challenge.
So I'm going to be doing a PDF of these things from now on. I'm sorry.
Okay.
About
that. Yeah, I might would work better.
Okay. So asks. What is an ask? An ask is any inquiry that will lead either immediately or eventually to income. That's an ask. Then there are different kinds. Of course, the most direct one, number one, are asks for sales conversations. And those can be consultations, invitations to consider a product, invitation to a gallery or a studio visit. It could be at, you know, perhaps, I mean, I know, Liam, for you, it could be asking if you go to, you know, they always have, they buy, corporations buy artwork, you know. You might start considering approaching, you know, whoever procures the artwork in different companies to see if they'd be interested in your stuff. So that, those are asks there. Or a request for an audition or interview, for instance, if you want to be seen for something. A mega ask. Now, and the other thing about the asks is you could these, if it's a networking event, for instance, where you are trying, you're in your demographic, an ask can look like, oh, great, it's very nice to meet you, and they start telling you about what it is they need or want, and you can say, you know, it's so noisy in here. I would really love us to schedule a conversation when we can both just sit down and really talk this through, and then schedule them right then and there. Don't wait. Don't just get their business card, absolutely. Also ask, do you mind if I put you on my list to give you updates on, you know, gallery showings or future events I have, because you do have to get permission. Just because you have a business card doesn't mean you can just put them on your list. You do piss people off that way. But aside from that, what really matters is scheduling a conversation with them right there, because I guarantee, you know, people go their separate ways after these events. All right. So mega asks is a multiple form of the above. And you can do a mega ask through a special offer via a newsletter, like the first five people to respond get a free half-hour planning and strategy session. Now, you notice, you probably have seen me do this, and you probably noticed you should have a limiter, because it's just human nature. You need to have a limiter such as a deadline or a number of available spots, right? For instance, you can do a mega ask at a talk or a workshop, and you can seed the offer at the beginning. For instance, at the end of this presentation, I'll let you know what you can do next to really put this into your life. And then at the end, once you present the solution as being a private conversation with you, you can use a limiter like, well, I have five spots left in my calendar this month, so you can go to the back of the room and my assistant will get you scheduled, right? Something like that. I also, you can also do a mega ask to grow your permission-based list, for instance, at a talk. You always have to do this at a talk. In addition to seeding an offer for a conversation, you would say, to get everybody's information, I'd like to send you all a free gift for being here today. So please put your name and email address on the index card under your seat, and my assistant will come around and collect them, you know. Something like that. Okay, because these are opportunities that you don't want to miss. And there is a class in the, you know, we did a class on designing a free gift previously. So if for some reason you can't find that on the Facebook page, let me know and I will find it and clarify that for you, okay? Now, the next thing is, aside from directly asking for business, asking for a sales conversation, you can ask for joint venture partners. Someone who services, you know, somebody who serves the same demographic as you, right? So if you're a body worker, a chiropractor or something, okay? A gallery owner, I don't know. Take them for coffee and discuss the possibilities that could exist between you, like organizing a workshop, or perhaps the other person has a newsletter they can interview you on, or a webinar that they give, and you can have some sort of agreement that for people to download the interview, they have to sign up, and they'll be signing up to your newsletter. You know, if you know somebody with a huge list, for instance, they might be willing to do that. That's a way to grow your list, right? It's also something where you get to give each other content, all right? So a joint venture can be virtual, it can be live. And the other is referral partners, asking for referral partners. They're Kim and I both belong to an organization at one point called BNI, Business Network International. And actually, you can go to meetings for free. You don't have to join. If you got to get yourself up at the crack of the ass of dawn in most cases. But you can go there and you can practice. And it's good practice anyway. You can do a one-minute pitch about what it is you do. And for instance, Liam, there are a lot of lawyers, real estate people at these events, and you could hook up with people like that who would be interested in artwork for their workspaces, for instance, or have connections to people who, you know, they may be at a certain law firm that, you know, you could find out through them. They could refer you to the person who buys art, for instance, okay? But BNI is a very formal referral partners network where you they have competitions. How many referrals can you be the person with who gives the most referrals, you know? Another way to do this, and I do this, is offering a commission. And commissions can be, you know, whatever you're comfortable with. It can be $50. You know, I do something that's actually considered pretty standard and pretty generous. I do a 20% commission on first-time clients. If you or anybody refers me a first-time client, I will give them a commission. And so that is something I tell people formally. I'm formally telling all of you right now. And for a while you're building your business, that is, you know, by any means necessary. You know, my feeling. I don't understand these places, for as I'm kind of free associating here a little bit. Places that have a debit card minimum, which is, first of all, it's illegal. But second of all, you're still making some money. It's the cost of doing business. I don't understand that, right? So, you know, even if you're paying a fee or a commission, don't begrudge that, right?
See, I always thought it was the credit card payment was too high.
What about the
That's why they wanted it sort of that was the minimum.
Well, like yes, it is, but you want to know something. That is why they do it, because they don't want to pay the fee. They can choose not to accept certain credit cards, too.
Oh, I see.
Right.
But you know what? You're still making money. You agree to take credit cards. There's a fee. It's not 100%. It's 2 or 3%. In worst case, it's 4%, in which case you don't want to do that. Don't accept that credit card.
Right.
You know, to me, it's unethical, but I just think people get themselves tied up in knots with that, you know. So does anybody have questions about the variety of different asks that they can count each week in their number tracking?
Yeah, it's good to have those different kinds of asks spelled out. Helpful.
Good. So we have about... let me make sure I've covered everything. And I have everything that I have planned. Does anybody have anything they want to tease out? It can be about anything at all, mindset, any particular problem you're having in your business, a celebration, whatever. Anybody have anything they want to share?
You know, Rati, I just want to say one thing about BNI, my experience with BNI.
Sure.
One of the reasons I entered into it is because I knew that I had to figure out how to talk to, you know, like Joe Insurance and Bob Real Estate about my weird and wacky business. And so I did a lot of listening while I was there, and I started to figure out what was important to them and what was understandable to them.
Yeah.
And so it was a real education for me. I think it was very valuable, and it helped enormously. So, yeah, I think we both were actual paying members.
Yeah, we were.
Mm-hmm. But that's something that can be derived just by showing up to the meetings. So.
That's right. I agree, Kim. Definitely. You know, hear what everybody else is, you know, what's happening out there. And aside from just letting yourself be seen, to see others, absolutely.
And to practice articulating what you do in ways that people will respond to and
that's
understand.
That's right. That's right. And you do get a very strong sense of that.
Yeah.
So good share. Thank you. Yeah. Anybody else?
Oh, I'm self-muted. Am I unmuted?
You are unmuted now.
Woo-hoo! Look at me. I took some time back for myself. Every day, I've just sort of re-grabbed, forced, I should say, into the schedule time for me to solve my own problems in my own life.
Bravo. I knew that was a big one for you. That is, you know, to slow down enough, because rushing slows you down. Mm-hmm. And that time is critical. I think that's great.
Which is why this exercise of the 1 week, 2 week, 3 week thing was like perfect timing.
Oh, good.
I mean, haircut. This had to be written down.
You're tolerating a shaggy head in the summertime. Oh, no.
Right.
Oh, yeah. 2 years since I've had it cut. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Great. Anybody else?
I think I may have shared this already, but maybe not. I'm just finding this ask list thing to be extremely helpful.
You mean the tracking the four numbers, ask, sales,
yeah, service? Tracking yeah, tracking the four numbers and figuring out and making my phone calls and seeing, you know, tracking it on something I can actually see that will show me the phone call I'm avoiding.
Oh, yes.
It's blank, right? So
yes.
I have made some progress. I've actually stuck to my plan, and I have made some appointments, a couple of which have really turned into something fruitful. So I really appreciate this particular piece now.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah, I do it. I mean, really, we're in business. That's what you do in business.
Yeah.
You have to track the ROI, you know. What are you doing?
Right. That's right. So, anyway.
Yeah.
I'm on my third week now, and I'm feeling like I'm getting this into my system.
Good. Congratulations.
Thanks.
That's tremendous.
Thank you.
Yeah. So next week is the second week. This was the first week, thank you very much, of a brand new cycle. You know, this is a rolling group, so people can join at any point. But I want to thank you folks for being there from the beginning with me. This means a tremendous amount. And the more the merrier. So, like I just said, I pay a commission. So, if you know somebody who is just kind of at loose ends and they have no structure or they don't know where things begin and end, or, you know, just please send them my way. Don't hold back, you know. Frankly, I think it's a win-win-win-win-win. All right. I don't have much else to say. So last call. Also, you know what else? If there's anything at all that you think would be helpful for me to cover in the class, shoot me an email or post it on the Facebook page. Okay? Because that helps. I love that. All righty. So, that'll be it until next week, same time, same place. And everybody, have a terrific, terrific week.
Thank you,
Roxy. Thanks for coming. You're welcome.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.